student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Hey, I'm Andy from the Astros, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Games, tough. That was District 5. Now we're the Ducks.
Yeah.
And the Ducks are undefeated.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Wax on, wax off.
Spit it out. You're a big boy. Use your big boy words.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
You never heard of a knuckle puck?
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Ain't no rules to the dog can't play basketball.
Like the guy said, you're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder.
A Jose Canseco bat? Tell me, you didn't pay money for this.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And it's Vinny.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. It's Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday edition. Your hump day rock ride around the world and through time. We're live. It's 101.9. We're here. We're kicking it.
And it's still winter.
Yay! Mount CFRC is back out front. We'll do some tobogganing later. But in the meantime, it's 9 o'clock. Vinny's in the house.
It's time for sports talk.
It's time for sports talk.
Okay, I'm done. I'll never talk like that again. And, you know, the wonderful world of sports. It's an interesting time of year. You know, you get the turn of, the winter sports get ready for playoffs. The spring sports get ready to start.
Yeah.
NFL's got their, like, preseason stuff rocking. But right now, it's baseball season in full swing again. Blue Jays suck. They just got outscored 18-3 against the Dodgers in that series against, the last year's World Series.
Yeah.
And just straight out humiliated.
Awesome.
You know, a team like yesterday's game, John Schneider, he got into a pretty heated debate with the umpire over a balk and like losing it. You can watch that on any TikTok, Instagram, or sports things. Just. Like he's
I saw that.
Yeah, I was pretty upset. But
yeah.
And I think, you know, the team's just playing so poorly compared to not only where they were last year, obviously where they could be. And I think he's just boiling over, right? And like a lot of emotions are there. So
yeah.
It's just time to turn it around. Hopefully that does that. But
fingers crossed.
You know, it could be something also where they look, you know, injuries are piling up and maybe they decide to shake things up. But who knows? That's it. And it's Masters Week for all our golf fans.
Oh.
Jeff is a golf guy,
hey,
clearly.
If I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Exactly. last year, Rory McIlroy took away the green jacket.
Yeah.
And this year, he might be able to do it again. It's warm. I think they said it was warmer than it's been or drier than it's been in years past.
Okay.
So it's like changes up the conditions of the course and the greens and how the ball moves. So only the experienced ones, aka anybody who's in the PGA, will be able to figure that out and play accordingly. So
now they had McIlroy, right? He's Irish.
Rory McIlroy, yeah.
They had the dinner, right? The traditional Masters Championship dinner where the new winner has to take the previous winner out. Or did you have McDonald's or something?
I don't remember that. That was last year. Last year.
It might have been from last year. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting though. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Rory's a good guy. The kind of guy he does. A nice guy. Scottie Scheffler. He could be the. He's arguably the the best golfer on the planet, and maybe he'll take it home.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see.
And then NHL. The NHL playoffs kicking off.
Yeah, when is that?
A couple weeks.
Yeah, we got some time.
Yeah, we still got a little bit of time to go.
Do you have any ideas of, like, now do we know who's going to be in the playoffs 100% yet?
No. So, I mean, like, you know who you know. You know who's not?
Who's not?
Toronto.
No!
And
that was my jock. That was the jock noise.
But it's a tight playoff race across the league. You know, you've got so in the Atlantic, Tampa, Montreal, Buffalo. I think they're all tied at the, you know, with the same number of points. In which case, tiebreakers come in wild card spots. So currently, Ottawa has the second spot. So meaning like they're currently, you know, in a playoff spot. But there are three teams right now within 2 points, and there's only a couple games left. So
anything can happen.
Matters like. Players are sitting on the bench. They're watching tickers up on the board, like they're about the other games. There's a lot going on, a lot at stake, and this kind of goes down to every minute matters in these games now, right? Every goal, every shift, everything you do on some of these teams, it really matters. In the West, things are crazy. You've got Edmonton, Anaheim, and Vegas all like a point away.
Man.
From their division champs. Nashville, currently in the playoffs, the Kings, Sharks, and Jets are all within striking distance as well. And, you know, I think, like, it's for me, I'd like to see San Jose, the Sharks, back in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They've been just suffering for years. It's good to see Buffalo in the playoffs, but...
We all know the Leafs are going to win it this year, though.
The Leafs are going to take it off.
100%.
We'll get them next year. We always do.
We always do. So it's almost more. It's almost as exciting as the actual playoffs right now because it's so close.
It really is. And I think, like, you know, a lot of people complain about the NHL format and we need this, we need that. There are some things I think that could be tweaked, but they're designed for things like this, like, so that you realize earlier in the season every game is important. But then there's it's weird, like, you could be in the East and I don't have the standings in front of me, but you could be in the East and be out of the playoffs, but in the West that would have you winning a champion or a division.
That's crazy. Yeah,
right? Or vice versa. It's just very bizarre like that. But that part isn't what really matters to me. It's just like how intense those wild card spots get. Like, every night you could win the rest of the season and one team wins in overtime against, you know, a better, superior, you know, opponent, and you're out of the playoffs.
That's crazy. It's on the edge of a knife.
Yeah, you got it.
I have a suggestion for the NHL. Can we do a thing where during the broadcast, every time they shoot a puck, a blue streak comes out behind, and every time they pass, a red streak? For me.
I think they did that once.
So I can see it.
Yeah, well.
Anyways, that was an old reference. Yeah. Thank you, Vinny, for the sports report.
No problem. Let's get back to music because I'm sick of it. Or actually,
we got a bit of time before the tunes.
We do have some tune time. So before we get to that, I noticed that... You had mentioned earlier that you had a niece that was in a hockey tournament this past Easter weekend.
Yeah, totally.
And I know, well, because all the all hockey teams and everything, minor hockey, is all wrapping up. Did you get out to many games this year, Jeff?
None. Zero. I never went to. I don't go to their games. Why not? Because then I'd set the precedent. If I go to one, I got to go to more than one.
No, you just have to, like, make an occasional appearance.
Like, now that they're old enough.
Your niece is going to be on the bench going, like, I would have scored that game-winning goal.
But Uncle Jeff
didn't bother showing up.
Because he's, you know, hanging out at home.
You're like the kid in Liar Liar.
Yeah. Jonathan Lipnicki.
No, that's...
I don't know.
No, yeah.
We got Frankie Muniz news coming up next, but before we get to the tunes, we got to turn things over to Simone Imone. Because we also do our community events roundup. Let's say you're not an antisocial sports fan and you want to get out and go to some events this coming weekend. They called you antisocial.
What's stuff going on?
Yeah, what's happening in around town?
Let's see. April 12th.
Yeah.
We got a few days. Is the Youth Open Mic at the Broom Factory at 1 p.m. Whether you're a seasoned performer or you're just going out for the first time, this is a great event for you.
Totally.
Yeah, and it's completely free. Good times.
Get to see the up and coming like talents in this town.
Exactly, exactly. Let's see. At the Spire on the also April 12th, we have the Elton Ron.
Elton Ron.
If you like the Rocket Man himself, Elton Ron, the ultimate Elton John tribute show.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's happening at the Spire at 7:30.
Nice. If Elton John ever comes back to town, Elton Ron should open for him.
I think so.
People could be like, I can't go on stage. He played all my songs before. Anyways.
And then Lemon Twigs, your favorite. Your favorite are going to be at the Concert Hall in Toronto at 7 p.m. That's April 25th.
April 20th. So it's coming up.
If you're
a fan of the Lemon Twigs, they don't come to Canada that often. Mm-hmm. Get over. It's just a hop and a skip away over to Toronto. And check them out. Yeah. That last set of music, we did hear a brand new track from the Lemon Twigs called Two or Three. Only a day old, people. That's why you tune in. Also, in that last set before the Lemon Twigs, we had brand new stuff from Dion Lunadon with Dead or Alive. We also had new Real McKenzies with I will Eat Sardines with Your Mother. Yep. And then we opened it up
with... Don't threaten me with a good time.
We opened it up with Alison Brown and Steve Martin with New Cluck Old Hen featuring Della May. And it's time to get back to the tunes.
Please.
We got new stuff from Dennis Tech with Here and Gone. Just like us, we're here.
And then we're gone.
And we're gone. My name's The Nerd.
I'm The Moan.
And I'm The Thrill.
Let's do it.
Psychedelic London town, Adam Hart heaven, Spinal Tap 11, on the road Montana bound. Spent time in the woodshed, always showed up unprepared, but he could improvise time on a dime, pull a beat out of thin air.
Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
now to open this year's festivities, here's our Grand Marshal, the Prophet of Love, Larry White.
Barry White.
No, it says here Larry White.
I know my own name.
Yeah? Well, we'll see.
Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Doing
all right, Marco.
Doing great.
Fantastic. Excellent. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
My name's Arthur Morgan.
Arthur Morgan. Did you see, Arthur, that in China there's a full theme restaurant based on Red Dead Redemption 2?
I didn't.
It's modeled after the saloon, and it's like a one-for-one comparison.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I'm sure that you could go there and just get into like...
Why do you talk like that?
Simone, we haven't got you on to Red Dead 2 yet.
No.
The cowboy game.
Mm.
When you do start playing it, that's spitting
image. You're gonna learn that Dutch
really?
Always has a plan.
I got a plan!
Dutch always has a plan.
Oh, such a good video game. We're getting out of video game season, though. The weather's starting to get nicer.
That doesn't mean anything for you, Jeff.
Getting into air conditioning
season.
It just means
more light coming in the windows at your apartment.
Slightly. When I wanted to. Vinny, are you playing any good games at the moment?
I know, I haven't played video games in a long time. I just don't have the attention span. Actually, I lied to you.
I lied.
Okay. I learned yesterday, a little while ago, but I learned that you can use your Amazon Fire. This is how old I am. Amazon Fire Stick. And the Luna app, if you're a Prime subscriber, you get a bunch of games. And you can connect to, like, existing PlayStation, Xbox, phones, whatever controllers you can use.
Really?
Pair it right to your thing.
My goodness.
And you just get games all the time. I pay for them.
So it's amazing.
I'm already paying for them.
With console prices starting to go through the roof, like Sony just announced.
I can't find my chipset.
Right?
Oh, get out of town.
You can just go onto the Luna app.
That's right.
Or you could go
I don't need your chipset.
Chips. What are you going to do, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was playing Bus Simulator 21.
Oh God.
Okay.
Wait.
Bus Simulator.
Bus Simulator. There's Bee Simulator. They can be pretend you're a bumblebee.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Buzz.
Pollen.
Hey, now, do you have to play Bus Simulator Parts 1 through 20 to understand the plot of Bus Simulator Part 21? Is that a question?
No, I'm not sure, actually. That's I think it's just, you know, just get behind the wheel and hope for the best.
I hear Farm Simulator is like good and
Farm
addictive.
Simulator is a great game.
You're just plowing.
You are. I know you're doing everything.
Doing
that
everything.
Is quite the intense game.
Yeah.
Interesting. You're milking cows too?
Everything.
Everything.
You
everything
have to
do with the farm.
You have to like consider the type of metal used to build your silos to make sure that the food doesn't. You know what I mean? It's
oh my
pretty
goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my
pretty
goodness.
Cool. So soon, Simone, we will never have to go outside ever again.
Never.
That's right.
That's the world I want to live
in. As long
as
you got that fire stick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okra farm.
Awesome. Well.
What about you? What are you playing now, Jeff?
Oh, I'm digging deep. I'm back into Fallout 4, mainly because the Fallout TV series was amazing, and it's getting me back into it. And so I'm playing a lot of that. I might start on, let me get the pronunciation right, Elden Ring.
Oh, hey, you're going to give it a
like
shot?
That. Maybe, because onto nerd news, there's an Elden Ring movie in the works.
Of course there is.
Yeah, of course there is, yeah.
Netflix, yeah.
And I think Nick Offerman just announced that he's going to be joining the Elden Ring movie. Apple TV, actually, sorry.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
But yeah, so that's our first nerd headline for today. So if you want to get in on the ground floor, play Elden Ring before Nick Offerman is on the show, I guess.
Nick Offerman.
Yeah. Welcome back to CFRC, everyone. It's 101.9 FM. Indie Morning Wake Up. It's nerd time.
It's nerd time.
Wakey, it's that time again.
Yeah.
It's nerd 30.
That's right. It's a lot of TV news, nerd news this week. The Boys final season starts today on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Get two episodes and then a weekly episode until the end of May. So we get to see what happens with Homelander and the Deep and all the Friends and the Boys. Yeah.
I've never watched.
You've
I watched,
never
like,
watched
the first
it?
Episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Simone?
I've never.
Never.
I have
it
never.
Just, like, I'm not. It took me 11 years to get into the Marvel stuff.
Oh,
so.
That's true, I guess. The reason to watch the Boys, though, is because in the first season, they drive a speedboat into the side of a dead whale on a beach and blow it up. It's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check out The Boys on Amazon Prime. Daredevil is also going on right now on Disney Plus. They just announced that next season we're going to get the Defenders are going to return. You got Iron Fist and Luke Cage are going to be back next season.
Oh, no.
And this season,
Jessica Jones?
Jessica Jones is back this season with The Punisher.
In, yeah.
So they're bringing them all back. The band's getting back together.
No,
I'm excited.
That's too bad. They stopped them for a reason.
Well, much like, you know, every, like, reboot that nobody asked for, they're going for it.
Yeah, might as well. You got money.
Speaking of reboots that nobody asked for but everybody wants, Malcolm in the Middle reboot.
Oh, you're gonna say reboot.
Mm. Yo, that would be a good reboot. But what would they call it?
So Malcolm, so it's just called The Middle, is that right?
That's right, Malcolm in the End, I guess. I don't know, but it's the Malcolm in the Middle reboot.
I think it's called The Middle, maybe I'm wrong.
I think you might be right, I'm not sure. Either way, that starts April 10th. So if you want to see something hilarious, Frankie Muniz and Bryan Cranston were on a Hot Ones video yesterday.
Well, that would be good.
It's quite good. Frankie Muniz cannot handle spicy food. It's pretty good. On to celebrity birthdays, I suppose, because there are social bettors and they deserve everything.
They need to. Whose birthday is it, Jeff?
It's a babe and hunk day today. Babe day today. Patricia Arquette.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
35?
58. Oh. Close, though. She looks like she's 35. Robin Wright.
Okay. Robin Wright, formerly Penn. Okay.
Yeah. Turns 60 today.
Robin Wright, pencil.
Ah.
Because it was.
Why?
She erased the pen.
Oh, I see. Robin Wright, eraser. Anyways.
So how old was she?
60.
Okay.
Big 6-0. Yeah, absolutely. Katie Sackhoff. It doesn't say her age, but it is her birthday today. Of
21.
Of Battlestar Galactica and the Mandalorian fame.
Yeah.
Taylor Kitsch.
Okay.
Babe in his own right, right?
Yeah.
45 today.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the sexiest babe of all. Put your tongues back in your mouths. Dean Norris. turned 63.
Okay, they're saying Dean Cain.
Now he's a babe. No, Dean Norris turned 63.
And Dean Norris, I have to put a face to the name.
Speaking of Bryan Cranston, he's on Breaking Bad. He's Hank on Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's totally. Right, that's right.
And he played that mutant in Total Recall.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. You got a lot of nerve walking in here. Anywho.
He's always like, he's like the kind of actor, and there's few actors that they just like, they just seem like somebody you know.
Yeah.
And he's like somebody like your uncle.
Yeah.
Like he's just a good, like, that guy. Just the way they present themselves, the way they put themselves on stage. And he's a good one.
I think he's an everyman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're all about like the character, the working actors, the everyman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Simone, you watching any good at the moment?
No.
You're too busy like living life.
Yeah.
Getting out there.
I try.
God, I hate you too.
I'm just waiting for more Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, that's
I
right.
I really like the Night of the Seven Kingdoms.
That was fun. Yeah.
So I'll wait for that to come back, and then I'm a huge. Huge Christopher Nolan fan.
Oh, so, yeah.
I'm really getting excited for The Odyssey this summer.
Totally. Did you get your tickets yet?
I didn't. Can you?
I think they are on sale. Like, for you really? Better get on them, yeah.
Because I'll buy it. I'm going to go see it at Silver City in Vaughan.
Oh.
At Colossus.
That's the real IMAX.
It's the real IMAX.
Not the fake IMAX, yeah. The real one.
Because I work up that way all the time, so I'll go there. Oh, and man. Yeah, that's where I'm going to watch that one.
That's fantastic.
But I've watched Tenet lately. I've watched Interstellar again.
Yeah.
I love it all.
And you're going to go see the Gaz movie this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to finally go see it and finally join the bandwagon and watch the movie. I've been listening to the book. For the book and movie we're referring to is Project Hail Mary.
Project Hail Mary.
And it should be interesting. And I really hope it's good. I don't want to be let down because I don't want to be that guy that says, "Yeah, the book was much better." I don't want to be that guy. So.
You have to hold your glasses while you say that.
That's right. The book was much better.
I think you'll like it.
I think so.
I think it's fun.
For sure. Well, it's Ryan Gosling, Breaker High alumni.
Yeah, there you go. Murder by Numbers, right? Yeah, baboon. Anyways.
You know, it was him, Sandra Bullock, and
Pitt. Not Michael Brad.
Pitt. Michael Pitt.
Michael Pitt.
Yeah,
the other one. Yeah, that was a good one.
You know what else? I think. Anyway.
I can't remember that movie. You know what else is good?
Sweet
rock music. Yeah.
I like rock music. Play us away, big boy.
We're going to go for it. How did you know this next artist was British? It's a new one from Robin Hitchcock.
Okay, I told you. It's because it's Robin.
They dug him out. This one's called I Am This Thing right here
on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I owe a lot to a dead man's cock. Tick tock, tick tock. I love to rock. I am this thing. I come at a price like egg fried rice every Sunday morning. So nice.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
You've been waiting for another long raga by Ravi Shankar.
Shankar.
Shankar. Groovy, man.
Well, come on, baby, cause I wanna do that washing machine boogie with you. Hear that washer slapping them clean. I love the sound of your washing machine. Slap, slap. Come on, honey, and I wanna do the horse machine boogie with you. Well, old Blue Monday was our wash day. Now we learn the boogie, the blues away. So come on, baby, cause I wanna do the horse machine boogie with you. Slap, 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 slap. Come on, honey, and I wanna do the horse machine boogie with you.
This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Aku ni uluan itu, aula daun.
Simone, would you like to do the oh yeah?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Nice. Vinny, would you like to do an oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right on. Welcome back, everybody. It's Indie Morning Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9 FM. Bringing the heat, as always.
The sweet heat is back, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's 9:45. We're 15 minutes from the rest of our lives.
Totally.
And what are you going to do today?
I got to go over to our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
I'm going to tidy up.
No, you didn't say Old Farm Fine Foods.
Oh, no.
Good God.
Wow. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Old Farm Fine Foods.
You are the weakest link.
And what are you going to do today, Simone?
I'm going to tidy up.
Tidy up.
Spring
cleaning, yeah. You're working?
So let's kind of talk about what we learned today.
Yeah, what did we learn today that we didn't know yesterday? I know that we know everything, but sometimes we can be surprised. I did see a live fox running around campus this morning. A big one.
It was huge, folks.
It was huge. So I learned that nature still has a grasp on downtown Kingston. No matter how hard we try, it's still here.
Mm-hmm. All right. I learned that Simone always gets the passenger seat. That's why I'm in the quarantine booth.
Yeah, you got here first. You had the right.
I was here first, and I still know my spot.
Fair. What? Because I refuse to wear deodorant?
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable. Simone, what did you learn today?
Lemon Twigs are playing in Toronto.
Yeah. Right on. Gonna check them out at the end of April, the concert hall.
Mm-hmm.
Get those tickets before they sell
Kingston's
out.
Kingston's got an open mic, you said. You got a youth open night mic down at the Broom Factory.
Yeah, April 12th.
On April 12th.
At 1 p.m., yeah.
All right, that's what I also learned today.
And I also learned that if you're planning on going moshing on Friday night at the Broom Factory, the Cancer Bat show is sold out.
I didn't realize that show was happening.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Cool. Sold out, but you know what's very punk rock?
What?
Breaking in without paying.
That's
just
right.
Sneaking through the bathroom window.
Yeah.
Or what you do is you go ahead a day ahead of time and you hide for 24 hours under a pile of coats. You don't work. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Don't commit any of the things Jeff tells you to do.
That's what they say. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
And we're gonna get out of here. Last set, we had a brand new track from Beatrice Deer, hailing from Tapeworm, Quebec, with Falcon and the Woman. Also in there, we had Echo Valley Boys with their classic Wash Machine Boogie. We had Chuck Berry with his oldie but goodie, Our Little Rendezvous. And we opened up the last set with Robin Hitchcock. And I Am This Thing. You had a really good Robin Hitchcock impersonation.
I don't know Robin Hitchcock.
It's all right. You know him now. We're going to play ourselves out. We got new stuff from Nardaros Almas with 85. After that, we've got Metric with Crush Forever. That's brand new Metric. And if we get to it, some Turkish Garage Psychedelic from Alton Gün and their track Baron Yarım.
Turkish. Oh, I want some Turkish delight.
Well, the power is in your hands, Vinny. We'll see you guys next week.
All
adios.
Right.
Goodbye.
Later. Bye.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios. Amigos.
To me, I'll constantly grieve. try to be the bigger man. Respect the things you've been through. I spend my time forgiving what I know. When everything was out of my control, I wanted to go where I thought you would be. You stepped away and closed the curtains, locked the doors on me. I'm watching all the ways you do as you please, but this is not.
David Miles. You're listening to CFRC in Kingston, Ontario.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use